Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Up, dog, fella. Look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform. Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Up, dog, my man. Fella Friday. I love the tarp.
My man, what a nice treat here to be sitting here from my living room in Aspen. I got the dog locked up, so be quiet, Ruby, over there.
Ruby!
Nice to be here, bud. I thought I'd sport the fella Friday. You know, you get these things on saucehockey.com. How are you?
How soft is that tea, bud? Be honest, how soft is that tea?
It's buttery.
Yeah.
It's buttery. Like I say to most of the fellas out there, it's tough because the girls, they steal them.
They steal them. They do.
And you know what? You just order a couple more. Doesn't matter.
It's funny.
You know,
it's
large,
funny.
Large, extra large, double X, whatever it takes.
It's funny you say that because every time Mac Miller comes to town, she just, like, every night it's a new Missing Curfew tarp for her. And I'm like, babe, like, you can just wear the one you wore last night, no? Like, I mean, although, in her defense up, dog, I got 50 Missing Curfew tees in my closet. It's all I got. I'm such a loser. It's all I got. I got, like, 4 other black tees, and I got all Missing Curfew. That's my wardrobe nowadays. It's not impressive, fella.
Let's just get one thing straight here, is that fellas, they're not all going to look like Mac Miller when they put these tarps on, all right? There's only one Mac Miller out there making them look like that.
Yeah, that is true. But listen,
let's
hey,
just get that out.
You look like you're in your basement. Is this a basement you're in, or I've been
buddy,
in your house.
This is,
where are
this
you?
Is,
where?
No, this is prime time living area, bud. I'm just sitting on one of these nice chairs. Christina, but she brought all her furniture from New York, so... she's got some nice gear in here.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting up shop. I got the light on. I mean, for anyone that's on a podcast from home, you know what kind of setup I got here. I was just actually taking a photo when we started, you know, throw it out there on the social channels, get everyone fired up, DK social, you know, but it's nice, but I had a little shower this morning, got the kids out the door. Christina took Izzy to school. Beckham's at the library with the babysitter. I mean, it's just full on. It's living up dog style life here on a Thursday morning.
So you got the house to yourself?
No, Christina just walked in. She's upstairs.
I was gonna say,
I got the dog, but the dog's been having the shits. She's just all over. She's a disaster.
I was gonna say,
she does altitude like you do.
Yeah,
like you. She needs IVs and you know, triple ply.
I was gonna say, if you had the house to yourself, did you try to rub one out before the show started, or maybe after the show, or why? Because Anytime, the limited time that I have lived with a girl, which is very little, when I did, as soon as I got the house to myself, the first thing I was thinking about is, this is a good opportunity to rub one out here, maybe. You know, maybe I got problems, but that's what I thought up, dog.
Buddy, I have to tell this story. I walked over into Loopholes to get Alex Goble's ski pass the other day, and I come in, you know, his place, double story. I come in, I knock on his door, I walk in, and then I go, Loops. And I get this faint, like, up, dog. And he's in the far bedroom. And I go in, I go, hey, I'm looking for Alex's pass. And he goes, Dawg, they were staying in that room there. I go, what the hell are you doing? He goes, you know what I'm doing. I go, I've been there, bud.
Oh, he's a beauty when it comes to that.
I go, I've been there, bud.
He's a beauty. Yo, shout out to Alex Goble. Evan Knapp, our boy Knapper, just bought a nice piece of art off him. If anyone out there is looking for some pretty cool art, I don't know, does Alex have a webpage, or how would they... Because I'm telling you, man, his art is next level. And as you know, Beauty Alert is a big-time art guy. I made the introduction when we were up in Aspen for the alumni game. He came over to Evan's condo. And now he just I haven't bought a piece of art off him. So if you're looking for some cool art, write-ups, this guy is nails.
Yeah, you know what? And I had a great chat with him about it. You know, he doesn't like go after like, you know, people that have influenced him in the past as far as artists. Like, I think Evan and him got in a conversation about like who influences you in art, right? He's like, to be honest, I just started doing this shit, and
yeah,
I gradually kind of got better and better at it, and I have my own techniques. And for you, that you've seen them, you know, if you look at the ones he's got Loophole back in the day, like Kurt Cobain, or I think he did two Kurt Cobains for Loops, of course, to the one he just did for My Morning Jacket for Loophole's 40th birthday, his girl Arielle bought him one. It's badass. They're like plastered poster on poster with pictures in them, you know, and we've been in his garage. It's just shit
everywhere. We sure have.
It's like his little domain.
We sure have been in his garage, eh? He's snooping around in there. We were snooping around when we were there for the finals. Hey, remember the thing he did for Lundqvist at the alumni game? The picture he painted of Hank?
Yeah. Wasn't it like a little suitcase or something?
Yeah,
like
it was
like a little briefcase or something, but
he made Hank's hair look better than it does in real life, which is saying something.
Yeah,
which is hard to do.
Yeah, it's awesome. So anyway, we will get something out on our socials for the guys looking to maybe bust out your checkbook, dust off the Amex, and fire up a little global piece for yourself.
Yeah, that guy's an absolute beauty. We have had some really good times in Denver, probably too many good times, but love Alex Goble. Up dog, my UFC tour continues. I'm off to Mexico City after we do the podcast today. Shout out to Billy Quinn, heading down there with him. It's an all-Mexican lineup Saturday night, headlined by Brandon Moreno, who used to be the featherweight champ. The flyweight champ. He was a flyweight champ forever. He's an absolute character. I don't know if you've ever been to a Mexican fight with a boxer or a UFC fighter at his next level. I can't wait to get down there. It's going to be bonkers. Billy's got a sick setup. We got the owner's suite. Never been to Mexico City, Uppy. I had to fly through Mexico City one time. You were still in the show. You were playing the show. I was down in the Banana League. I was playing in Cleveland. So I had a flight from like Cleveland somehow right to Cabo. I was going to Billy Quinn's house for the American League break. And my night kind of got away from me in Cleveland. I was having a good time and ended up missing my flight. My first class flight from Cleveland to Cabo, and next thing you know, up dog, I'm on the milk run. I go Cleveland to Atlanta, Atlanta to Mexico City, Mexico City to Cabo. Coach, business class, like one of them was a middle seat, so I gave up my first class seat, my direct ticket for the milk run. By the girl I was supposed to meet was in Cabo 12 hours before me. Thank God Billy's house is sick, but that's the only time I've seen Mexico City. You've never been either, have you?
I have not, and one kind of statistic that many people may not know is that Mexico City is as high as altitude as where I am right now in Aspen.
I know.
Wild. You're obviously not getting the same temperature because you're a little bit down towards the old equator there. But you're going to enjoy it, man. Everyone I've ever talked to says that the energy in that city is second to none. The restaurants are awesome. The nightclubs and the scene is badass. You'll probably run into a ton of Latina babes that Mac Miller be turning heads, I bet. But,
yeah.
You got anything, like any restaurants lined up, anything?
Yeah, so Billy.
Yeah, I'm sure Billy's got the place dialed.
Yeah, he's got the place dialed. And he told me, you're going to die when we go in the fights. He's like, I hire these, this is such a Mexico move, right? He's like, I hire these two Mexico City police officers that are off duty that day. And they basically just, in their car, we follow them and they block off intersections. Like they got their fucking gun out and he's like, wait till you see this setup I got for us. Like we got a police escort to the fights. And then Billy has a sick place down there. Can't wait to see it. But yeah, he's fluent in Spanish. He does business there. He knows his way around the city. He's got a great lunch set up for us Friday when he gets in, dinner Friday night, fight Saturday. And then we're going to hit a club in Mexico City Saturday night, which I'm excited for, up dog. I guess they rock and roll up dog style. Club gets going at 1 o'clock and rocks right till like 4 or 5. Like it's just going full up dog. I hope I got it in me. You think I got it in me, fella?
Do I think? I love it. I'm a little jealous, bud. I got to be honest. You know, we've been separated here for 2 weeks now and you've got a fun lineup of things going on. I got a little Kygo festival this weekend here. It's the Palm Tree Fest. They've been setting up shop. Last night we had dinner beside Alex from the Chainsmokers, the Mac Daddy. Shout out to our boy Mac L. He's just been buzzing lately. The guy hasn't stopped. His second gear, third gear, fourth gear is insanity.
He doesn't stop.
And he's like, God, you guys got to get out of town. Like, people got to get out of here. I gotta slow this bus down. But
hey,
he ain't slowing down. We got a good weekend planned. We're going to try to get some skiing here today.
I love Mac L, but he can't be pointing the fingers at anyone else. I mean, if you're in town or not, he's going full Mac Daddy. I mean, that guy just, he lives his life.
He sure does. Wouldn't you? I think he's what, 40? Let's give him 43, 44.
He's Benjamin Button, but he's going backwards.
He's buttoned up, yeah.
Up dog, the weather in Mexico City, just because you brought it up with the altitude, during the day, high of today, 81, 81, 80, 81, but then at night, she goes down to like 50, so you can get a nice base going during the day, and then at night you can break out the nice. I know you like to layer it up like that t-shirt with a collared shirt, any better style, then throw the leather jacket on. So I like the weather. You know, break out the old nut huggers during the day and then break out the leather jacket at night. That's my kind of
It's perfect. And you're gonna be at that Ritz. I'm sure it's got a sick pool.
Oh,
well, you're
the
right.
Spa.
It's like weather here in Aspen in the summer, bro. It's like it's 80s. It's hot. You float down the river here, go fucking fly fishing in your undies if you want. and then at night you throw on a little leather jacket, eh?
Yeah.
A little buttoned up.
Buttoned up, man.
You go hit the town, fella.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna go Dana White style here. I'm gonna predict my fight of the night for the UFC fight card Mexico City and Up Dog. Maybe Sunday after the Kygo Festival when the kids are having a nap, go to your ESPN Plus. Yair Rodriguez versus Brian Ortega. Rodriguez is a Mexican fighter from Mexico. Ortega is a guy from East LA with a Mexican background. He hasn't fought in a while. This is going to be a good old-fashioned punch-in-the-face contest. I believe it's going to go a three-round war, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody got knocked out. But I'm putting it here, DraftKings baby fight of the night, Rodriguez versus Ortega. Remember that. I'll remind you Sunday if you have a little time to watch it, because I think that's going to be the best fight of the card.
How about even better? I'm going to go onto my app right now because I am in Denver. I'm going to fire that on there for us, and then maybe give me a nice little parlay because you went 3-for-4 last time.
I did, dude.
Let's fire that up. Let's get that buzzing for the boys, and we'll have DK Sportsbook fire that out on our behalf.
Can't wait. So we got a big weekend here at Mr. Curfew. I got fights. You got Kygo. I love Kygo, by the way. And the Chainsmokers are playing too, both of them?
Chainsmokers are here,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Start stretching now, bud. Get the hammies loosened up. Hey, you're going to be moving well. But we'll be right back. I'm missing Kurt. Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur. 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S. White Plains, New York.
Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Up, dog.
Oh.
Missing Curfew.
Dog of the week.
Dog of the week. You know what, Ups? This is a guy. We're going to get into this hockey game that was played last night a little later in our rundown here. But this is a kid that I would say over the years, we've probably both been hard on, right? I mean, you're a Fort Mac guy. You wanted to play for the Oil. You almost did. You grew up an Oilers fan. I love watching Connor McDavid. I love the Oilers faithful. We all want to see those guys win a Stanley Cup up there because Connor deserves it and the fans deserve it. Well, this kid, Warren Fogle, is a kid over the years that, frankly, I know I called out and said he had to be better. He's got to be more consistent. He's got to help out the big boys. Well, he has this year. Two goals last night. I love the way he's taking the puck to the net. He's getting to the net. He's competing harder. He's getting on the forecheck. He's got 13 and 16 for 29 points this year. He's been unbelievable, up dog. He's going to have to continue to be that way if the Edmonton Oilers are going to get where they want to go. But he is the missing curfew. Dog of the week, Ups.
Well said, bud. Listen, he got engaged over the holiday.
No.
Over the All-Star break. Yeah, he did. But I'm not going to put that against him. I've seen some guys do this in the past, and it gives him a little pick-me-up. Believe it or not, yes, you're hearing me say that.
I don't believe it.
But what the Oilers need, Obi, and what they've been missing with at the beginning of the year that separates them from where they are now are guys like Fogle, guys like McLeod, guys that are all chipping in the second, third, fourth line. You know, Ryan, I love this guy. These guys need to step up. The Oilers are in a situation where it's go-to now. You look at TSN's trade bay right now, you get all the players up there that are trade bay. Well, Oilers have their first-round pick available. Wow. They know that this is now or never, boys. Like, you got a year with Draisaitl left, you got two with McDavid. This is it. So it's do or die, and you know what? I the way this Fogle plays, like, he skates up and down the ice a lot of times. You know, it's not flashy. It might work, but what you're seeing him do now is get to the net, like you just said. He's playing hard. He's winning puck battles in the corner. He's not just the guy that skates the puck all the way up the ice, makes one play, and it turns back and comes the other way. He's doing all the intangibles that are right. A big reason why, since the coaching change, you know, 13 goals, like you said, 16 apples, and he's chipping in with a little feistiness, 32 pims. Like, get in there.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big body. Get in there. The Oilers need that, and the fans love it. So, well done. Dog of the week.
Wonderful, fella.
Listen, buddy, you're right about the oil. And listen, when I watch them play, I think they have enough depth up front for the first time in the Connor McDavid era. I think I would try to add a defenseman. Noah Hanifin, I know he plays in Calgary, but that's a guy that jumps out to me. I know Evan Bouchard and Ekholm have been playing really well together. They've been playing really well together. I just think when I look at their team, you can never have enough defensemen up, dog. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that plays out here in the next month. But, yeah, Ward Fogle, keep going, buddy. He's a big part of that hockey club up, dog. DraftKings, baby. This is just bets, bets, bets. The up, dog, my man. Victory! We got
fella,
one, baby.
Fella, fella.
We got one.
We sure did. We got one. We hit the 4-team parlay.
Parlay cafe.
You got to love it. And the funny thing is, this is typical Updog fashion. Obes, I picked these four games. I hit you last night. It was, you know, now we're dating back here midweek. I got the Jets over the Wild. That one was done early. Panthers over the Senators. Okay, then I'm looking. I got the Predators over the Golden Knights, all right?
Ballsy bet.
Underdog.
Ballsy bet.
Yes, good bet. Feisty match by the Predators. I got to tell you, our boy Fact Daddy played well. The goaltending was great. You know, it wasn't the fact that the Golden Knights didn't play well. It was the Panthers played a solid road game. But then I'm looking for this Flyers over Blackhawks game, and I'm like, where the hell is this game, big fella? You're like, up, dog, she's tomorrow, bud. I go, what? But, you know, to our listeners out there, we might do this every now and then because I put you guys in a hell of a spot. Because last night, before this game, this was a plus 7, 750, I think.
Yeah.
So you guys could either, when we're a hammer, double down. You know, if you guys really love the game, double down. I think the Flyers are minus maybe 210 against the Hawks on the road. Not too bad.
It was something like that.
But then, or you hedge a little bit. Obi's not the hedger. We should make a t-shirt. Fuck the hedge.
Never hedge.
But listen, I put the boys in a good spot. It was a great game. I watched most of the first, second period. Flyers just feisty. It was a typical Flyers feisty fashion, Tortorella style. Good road win there. And then, last but not least, you know, another big bet last night, which you ended up hitting me while I was at dinner, but Austin Matthews back in his old barn, back in his backyard, going for 50 goals. I went online, she was minus 130 on DraftKings, and I said, fucking A.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is a great bet. And then shortly thereafter, you said, what's that lineup, dog?
I thought it was going to be higher than that. I was like, at minus 125, that easy money. As Floyd Mayweather says, that's easy work. You just knew, right? You knew that he had 49. He's going into his hometown. I love the Coyotes. Good, young, up-and-coming team. Probably not the best defensively. You knew. You just had a feeling. Like, great, great bet. That's why DraftKings, the app, is unbelievable. Because you get those nice player props up, dog. Easy money, fella. Good bet.
Thanks, fella. Yeah, no, it felt good. And then, you know, just without saying, this guy, what he's doing right now, Obes, like, let's be honest, it's insanity. You know, 51 goals in 54 hockey games. I just think of that as a, you know, we're not too separated from the game. It's been probably 5-6 years, right? But I never was on the ice with a guy that you just knew was going to score at this pace. Like, I had never seen it before. So
no.
What he's doing is generational. It hasn't been done in 20, 25 years, and it's quite the feat, man. I want to see him keep going, because young kids out there watching this guy play and shoot the puck and how feisty he is and how tough. I mean, that's the way you play hockey. And you just hope that the Toronto Maple Leafs can put together like a little run here and get in the playoffs, because if he scores at this pace, it's hard to shut these guys down. But, you know, what an amazing feat.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. As we don't say it a lot anymore, but it was a staple here at Missing Curfew. This guy fucks. I mean, Matthews is just free fucks. That's all there is to it. On and off the ice, I would assume, too. Listen, that's our third Parlay Cafe of the season. So, all right, stay with us here. That's our third. That a boy, Updog. Get this guy a beer, Updog. Presented by Labatt Blue Light, the Prestine Pilsner. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsible Buffalo, New York. Up dog, get this guy a Labatt Blue. I'm going back to South Florida, where you used to dominate on and off the ice. The good vitamin D. The boys are in golf carts. Sergei Bobrovsky, Bob. I remember last year about this time, people were like, oh, we got to trade him. He's making 10 bananas. Listen, I'm no goalie coach, but this guy is absolutely locked in. I took him the other night against the Sens. He played unbelievable. He's won 8 of his last 9. He's got a 2.39 goals against, a 9.15 save percentage. He tried to fight Brady Tkachuk. I loved it. listen, the Florida Panthers, I'm telling you, I bet him at the start of the year to get back to the Stanley Cup. I bet him again last week. I love this team. Bobrovsky's been unbelievable. Uppy, get this guy a Labatt Blue.
Oh, man, for the listeners out there and the guys that watched playoff hockey last year, this guy was unbelievable. It's like he breathes and just lives for this time of year, man, when things are getting going and the games mean so much. He just puts his team on his back, Obes, and he's impossible. He reminds me of, like, Dominic Hasek when Dominic was just, you know, in his heyday of creativity, fucking was feisty. You know, you just love to see these goalies play like that, especially when they're making 9-10 bananas, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, do a little extra. Fucking try to fight a guy, or, you know, try to do a stack pad save. Fucking, you know, bring the heat. And what he's doing is incredible. So 28 wins, 2.39 goals against. You got to love it. So well done. Get that guy a beer. Moving on to my guy. Get this guy a Labatt Blue Light. Patty Kane, fella, 800 apples. Congrats right there. That's insane.
Yeah.
Third U.S.-born player, Obes, to hit 800 assists. Phil Housley and Mike Modano. And listen, big weekend coming up. Big weekend. The United Center gets Patty Kane back playing as a Detroit Red Wing against the Blackhawks. And I think you said it best before this. This is a time to have a tribute video, fella.
Yeah. Now, listen, we've been hard on tribute videos lately, but this is one here where maybe you even charge pay-per-view money for it, right? You're like, you can't see the video unless you pay $2.99, even if you're at the game or something. Listen, I'm probably going to be on the tribute video on the wrong side of it. my boy Bobby Lou, guarantee you're going to be on there too. That one goal where he, you know, goes to his backhand, posted in, which then he broke the heart in the celly. That one's going to be on there for sure, but this guy, man, I don't know. I can't wait to see the tribute. I can't wait to see the response he gets at the United Center. He's still going up. Coming off that hip surgery, he's still got the jump, man. He's still fun to watch, so it'll be interesting. Get that guy Labatt Blue. And then last but not least, a young kid that, you know, when I first watched him play in the World Juniors for Germany, I thought this kid's got it, right? It's hard to play in the NHL as a young kid. Kind of struggled. Tim Stützle. Is that how you say it? Stutzel? One of the two. Whatever. Hey, German-born player.
Yeah, fuck.
Left shot.
What's our podcast without screwing up one kid's name in one podcast?
Listen, he's taking the next step, man. I've watched the Senators play a lot lately in the last 10 days. Explosive, great skill, can beat guys one-on-one, and his compete level is through the roof right now, in my opinion. So get this guy Labatt Blue.
You know what? There's been a lot of talk around the league, and I listened to, you know, the Brendan Gallagher interview. And maybe he's not the best to judge, but, you know, that guy plays hard. Is that Stützle or whatever the
Stützle,
hell it is?
Stützle, that's how you say it. Stützle, that a boy, you got Stützle. Her.
You know what? It's stop diving, play harder, be like, you know, be a German player like Leon Draisaitl, right? Like, you know, play that hard way. Like, don't be flopping around the ice. It's not the NHL we need. And, you know, to his avail, I think he took that to heart. He's played a lot better. He's played a lot harder. when you have a captain like Brady Tkachuk, you got to play tough hockey. You got to follow that lead. And quite frankly, the fans, they need these young players to step up and play hard hockey. So, well done. Nice to get this guy a beer. I'm sure as a German, he doesn't mind putting a few back.
No, no. And I hope the Senators get it turned around. I really do. But if they don't, you know where a good spot for Brady Tkachuk would be? The Vegas Golden Knights. Right? A couple years.
More players can they have there?
I don't know. I mean, Stone,
guys making 10 bananas.
Stoner's getting old. He got hurt again last night. I love Stone. Been unbelievable. They wouldn't have won a cup, but maybe if Stone in a couple years says, hey, I'm done. My back's jammed up. I got O'Brien back, Lupo back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think he's a, him and Eichel there. I hope Ottawa gets it turned around, but Bill Foley likes to pull the trigger. Brady Tkachuk, to me, is the best captain in the NHL right now, besides maybe Sidney Crosby. But I love this kid. So, Sens fans, stay with. They're playing well right now, up dog. They're fighting hard. They had a big win the other night against, who did they beat? Oh, they beat Tampa. Big win for them. So,
they're playing for the fucking bottom. I know, let's be honest, second last in the East, but still
playing better.
It's nice to see they play hard. The fans are still going to watch them, and that's important.
It's milk carton time here at Missing Curfew, up dog. We're going to take somebody off the milk carton. Ryan Johansson, good British Columbia guy, scored his first goal the other night in 20 games. 20 games. Listen, I like this kid. I met him in the stadium series when we were there, and he came by. He said, love the fella tour, love the podcast. Watched you when you played for the Canucks or something. Made me feel old. But they need this kid to get going here. And I think come playoff time, he's been to a Stanley Cup final with the Preds. I'm glad he got one. I'm pulling for this kid. I got my money on the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. They can't win the Stanley Cup without Ryan Johansson contributing. So he's off the milk carton. Keep it going, fella. And at the same time, up dog, I got to throw somebody on the milk carton. Connor Brown. In 45 games with the Edmonton Oilers, he's got O'Brien stats. He does not have a fucking goal. Listen,
that's tough, man. Yeah. Tough sledding for me. Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that, but sorry to cut you off.
No.
You continue right there.
No, that's...
All I got to say right there is, go to the fucking net.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Go to the net. And say, apologies for swearing here, but this is worth swearing for. This is You can't be an NHL or play forward, play on the best offensive team in the league. Watch Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl every night make plays the way they do, and you can't figure out a way to score a goal, man. I've been there, but I haven't been there.
No, you've never went 45 games without one.
All I mean, been there has been I've been on the ice.
Oh.
I played the game.
Yeah.
Go to the fucking net. Yeah. Stay there. The puck comes there.
Yeah.
Throw everything else out the window. All the noise. It's hockey.
It's like back in the day. If you're at the club, just hang around the boys' table, all right? There's going to be opportunities for you there. There's going to be opportunities.
Totally.
Just hang around. You hang around, you get an opportunity. But you're so right. Connor Brown, listen to the upbeat. Go to the net. And in his defense, he took the whole year off last year, I believe. He has played better, Uppy. He has played better of late. Their fourth line last night was him, Gagne, and your boy Ryan, who I know you like, and they had some chances. But they're going to need a guy like Connor Brown to get it going a little bit here, and come playoff time, he's got to chip in a little bit. You know what I mean?
And I will say one more thing about this. Anyone in a slump ever, be more selfish.
Yeah.
Shoot the puck. Go be selfish. You come in, any sort of chance, in between the dots, if you come in and you look to pass, shame on you. Shame on you. Shoot to fucking score. And just, I don't know, man. It's throw your stick in the garbage can before the game and just come out and get a greasy one.
Yeah.
You know how much it'll pump up those boys when he finally scores? And then hopefully he puts another couple back. But, I want the Oilers to succeed. And we just talked about a guy like Fogle. He just figured it out. He played harder. He went to the net. Just stop with the pony, the figure skating type shit. Go play hard hockey.
Go to the net. It might hit you in the ass and go in, right? It might hit you in the pants and go in. Listen, we all want the Oilers to win a Stanley Cup. They got great fans. They got the best player on the planet. They're going to have to prove me wrong because I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid this year. There was even some plays last night. Evan Bouchard's got one of the best shots I've ever seen, but there's some plays that he makes out there that I'm like, if he makes that play in the 7-game series against Vegas, you may lose the series. I hope I'm wrong because we all want to see them win it, but time will tell. Sticking with the Oilers, Oilers-Bruins last night, what a hockey game. Johnny Forslund and Eddie Olchuk and our girl Jackie Redmond on the TNT feed did an unbelievable job. Listen, Jake DeBrusk and Louis DeBrusk, what a moment. You know, you have a beautiful son, Beckham. I can't imagine if, you know, you're playing the NHL than he did, and you were interviewing in an NHL game in his hometown. He pulled out this old thing that he had called the golden ticket that he obviously used when he was a kid to Jake, saying, if you don't get a goal and an assist, you owe me 30 push-ups after the game. Jake's response was, I don't even know if I can do 30 push-ups. It was unbelievable, Uppy. Such a great father-son moment. Corey Perry had a fight and a goal. It was a great game with great energy. The only problem was the Oilers lost. Cost me a minus 130, but what a hockey game, my man.
Obi, I had a chance to watch this on Sportsnet on this highlighted YouTube thing, 10 minutes, and it was 10 minutes of the highest octane, offensive, physical. Fans were going crazy. Jack Michaels and your boy Louis DeBrus that you just said were calling such a great game, and it was exactly like that playoff atmosphere, man. Like, imagine these guys in a game like in the finals. It felt like there was so much on the line.
Yeah.
And it's fucking February. It felt like that game had so much on the line of just, you know, a mistake here or there is going to be the difference in the game. You had, you know, a power play in overtime where McDavid feeding Draisaitl in that.
What a save by Swayman. What a fucking save, man.
Oh, what a save.
When he saved that, when they didn't score in that power play, I'm like, brother, they're going to lose. And what a goal by McAvoy. I mean, Evander Kane. Could you turn the puck over a little bit more in that game, by the way? Like, he turned it over 50 times. I mean, it was just embarrassing to watch. And then he turned it over, iced it, didn't skate it down, and they came out and scored. But game of the year, Ups. It was the absolute game of the year. It's the dog days, buddy. It's the dog days that you like to talk about, which I think it might be time for a dog day shirt. I'm going to have to talk to Sauce Hockey about that. But unbelievable hockey game. TNT and Sportsnet, great job. Killed them on both ends. DraftKings, top titty baby. Shout out to our winner Nick Dwyer, 186 points. The captain Brento, sixth place, 170. Princey in 40th, and I was in 49th again, man. Austin Matthews got me 47.5 points. I still didn't fucking even sniff the money. But anyways, Nick, we'll send you a t-shirt. Fellas, get in there. We're trying to sell that baby out. We had 61 entries. Get in there, take on the boys. $1,000 American. First place gets a t-shirt and a buttery hat. Up, dog, it's the lock of the night presented by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours, fella. Up, dog, my man, you're in a little bit of a two-game skid here, fella. You're in a two-game skid. You took the Sabres to beat the Wild, which was a ballsy, ballsy pick. And I had the Leafs over the Ducks. The Leafs beat them 9-2. Hammered them. Uppy, go first, fella. Your lock of the night.
Ooh, lock of the night. Man, there's some great games. Listen to these games Saturday night. You got the Toronto Maple Leafs on the road against the Avs. You got the Bruins against your fucking feisty Canucks. You got the Caps against the Panthers. And I'm going to look right there, fella. I'm going to take the Florida Panthers at home Saturday night versus Alexander Ovechkin and the Caps, and just expect Bobrovsky to be kicking, baby, and our boy Matty Tkachuk to be fucking fired up.
Chucky, listen. Chucky, most points in the NHL since January 1st. More than Connor McDavid, more than Nathan McKinnon, more than Nikita Kucherov. I don't want to say I told you all out there, but I fucking told you. The start of the year, oh, Tkachuk, he's in one. Give him time. Matty's on fire. Up, dog, I love that bet. I'm going to go to Ball Arena in the Mile High City in your state right now. I'm going to take the Colorado Avalanche at home against the Maple Leafs. And another thing, boys, you might want to take the over in that game right there. Updog has got the young Bulls versus the old Bulls, Panthers versus Caps. I got the Avs against the Leafs in what I think will be a high-scoring affair. Next, Updog, we got one of the biggest all-time beauties, face-off guy. Get your nose in the circle. Brad Richardson coming at you from the sportsbook at TPC Scottsdale. Fellas, Lucy is upping the nicotine pouch game with Breakers. Pouch is packing a little something extra inside. Here's what you do. Grab a Breakers pouch and break the capsule. Yes, with your teeth. It makes a really satisfying pop. Break up your dusty gas station pouches and go to lucy.co/curfew and use promo code curfew to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code curfew to get 20% off and always free shipping. All right, fellas, here comes the fine print. Lucy's products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. Up dog, the fellow tutor continues here in Scottsdale, and there's no better fella. In fact, I think this guy came up with the term fella. Brad Richardson. I did the hockey DP, Richie kid. 870 matches in the National League. Freshly retired, but thank you for joining us, bud.
No problem, boys. Nice to have you in town.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
I got you. 10-4,
buddy. 10-4,
buddy.
10-4. Yeah, buddy. So it was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. That social clip, Princey. So I texted him. I said, hey, fella, it's Richardson's birthday. You got to find a clip for him. He goes, I got a Richardson file. Well, eventually I may get you to send me a file. But it was the bubble playoff when you were at Phoenix, and you were just out there, and I'm talking chatter, fella. Chatter.
Well, the building was dead, so you could hear a pin drop. So it's kind of nice to have some kind of chatter going and some energy in with the team. But, yeah, you love it.
I love it. I love your chatter. When you're like, hey, oh, I'm going to hold the guy in the middle here, he's not going to come to you. I'm like, because that's interference, Richardson.
I know, but at the end of your career, you're trying to have as much fun as you can and just do anything to keep yourself going in the game. That was a tough playoff with no fans and just like, getting yourself going. And especially against the Avalanche, we're like, we're not going to win this series. So
you can talk all you want. And then you're like, oh, fuck McCarr. Boys, we can't just let McCarr go in the net like that. I was like, yeah, someone should might want to grab a stick on him.
Get the lane on him. But yeah,
I wanted to ask you about faceoffs though. Like, when did you take so much pride in it? Because we were talking about you're drafted fifth round to the show, and you're an offensive guy in junior. You know, we're joking that you had 100. We went at 100 points. You didn't get hurt. When did faceoffs become so important to you on a serious note?
It probably wasn't until probably 4 or 5 years into my career, and then like probably playing with Stoli in LA and seeing like. And then you get to a good team, a winning team, you see how important each role is and how much pride he took in it. So I think that for me, and then I moved on and went to Vancouver, and that was a big part of my role. So, Torts loved that compete and that stuff. So when I did it, so I'm like, you know what, this is going to be my little niche to keep my kind of career going and moving forward. So I think for me, it became one of those things. And then as you realize how much it got me in the game and engaged and, I had a lot more fun with it, and I started coming up messing with the refs and wrestling with guys, and like I used to do stuff where like I'd be like, hey, your skate's untied, and then get in there and snap it quick. Like the guys would be like, what are you doing?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Oh yeah. So I was always trying little things, and yeah.
It is part of the game that it gets you involved, right?
Exactly.
And you get to like know the linesmen, you get to kind of chirp. You get to kind of, it's a compete factor where every night you kind of get judged on that, whether it's good or bad, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But it also gives you a lot of opportunity to be involved in games when they're tight down the stretch.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, fuck, our power play sucks. We just need to start with the puck. So, Richie, you're on the power play. Stuff like that.
No, there was stuff. And like in Arizona here, I took almost honestly every D-zone draw on my strong side. So like I'd be out there for 10 seconds. I'm like, holy shit. So I'd want to dig in on that and then get off the ice. But then, like you said, a couple times on the power play, we couldn't win a draw. So I get out there.
Stay a little extra.
I try to stay a little extra. Talk me yelling, get the fuck off, Richie. Like,
go to the front of that. Hang on, boys. I'm changing.
Give me one little tip play. No.
Pretend you're changing, then like the quick.
Exactly.
We're bringing the puck up. I'm staying on here.
Took the scenic route every time to the bench. But no, it was just one of those things. And I just liked it. You know, you're playing sometimes fourth line minutes, third line minutes, especially when you're on the fourth line getting 9 minutes a night. I just needed something to keep myself having fun and in the game. And, yeah, so for me, it was just a lot of fun, and always laughing and trying to fuck with guys was fun for me.
It's a big part of the game, man.
Yeah.
You look at Nate Thompson, kept Tom in the league for a long time, penalty kill, face-off guy. But as a D-man that, didn't maybe have the greatest boots, like when we lose the face-offs, I yell down the bench, like, can we win one? Like, let's mix one in because you're starting without it. You're chasing the game all night. Face-offs to me are one of the most important aspects of the game. Like, when you're starting with the puck and we got it, they can't score if we got it, eh?
That's
if we got it, they can't
that's
score.
Brilliant.
Yeah, some would say move the puck. I said, why?
Did you ever
need to?
No.
Do you ever remember going like either 0-for or a perfect night on the draw?
You never went 0-for. I can guarantee that.
You know what?
But
as a centerman, when you get like what your face-off percentage basically is,
Because
you're always kind of like, oh, I lost that one. I lost this one. I won that one. There's nights where you're like 0-for-4, 0-for-5, and you're like, oh shit! Like I need to dig in. That's where I started doing that. Jump almost into the circle. I'm like, I need this face off, so I'm gonna eat this puck if I have to and spit it out. So that's where
they
that
created
came.
That rule, Richie. You can't put your hand on it.
No, that was
Stoli. Stoli did that, And then they actually tried when my, it was my last couple of years. They started saying, you can't go on your knees anymore. I said, what are you talking about? Who put that in? You're making this rule up? No. Until someone calls me from the league,
yeah,
I'm doing what
the
I want.
Yeah. After a Dodd Fear, the boys are saying, I can't go like, my knees.
Have you seen this Upshaw skate? He's on his knees all the time.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah.
What are you talking about here?
Yeah. I mean, it was just part of why I loved it.
You took every face off like it was your last one, and that's why you played so many games. But who was the one guy when you go in the barn or whatever that you kind of didn't have great success against, or one guy that you either maybe learned something for or that just ran your show?
And a couple guy like that. I remember one game against Boston. I mean, obviously, you know who it is. It's Bergeron.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, we're going opposite strengths. And it was actually one of the first games of the year we played him when I was with the Coyotes. He was up like 0-7 on me. And I'm like, I'm going to not be taking draws the rest of the night if I don't figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that was it. I'm like, I'm just.
Did you start cheating a little more or just get the nose
just
over?
Just get the nose over. I'm not even letting see the puck get dropped, you know, in my head.
Yeah.
Head so far over. But
no, it's almost you want to just.
You want to do whatever.
And then you look at him, you say, I'm winning one.
I know.
Like, give me
one. And then him, and then, you know, it was your boy, the Fact Daddy. I always found him tough until I kind of started to kind of get. I had to watch a little video on him. I'm like, all right, this is how I got to get him, you know. But
yeah, I love the Fact that he doesn't have. You would outwill him eventually, though.
He's really good at it.
Oh, he is.
He's smart. So those two guys always kind of was like, oh shit, I had to be dialed in.
You know, who also is really good at getting his head over the circle is Ryan Kessler.
Kessler's good at getting
that head in there and not letting the guy see it, and he was always dominant.
Exactly.
Brodziak was a good one.
Yeah.
Brodziak,
no, there's a lot of guys.
Stayed in the league a long time, too.
Ooh, the other guy, Boyd Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boyd Gordon.
Good player.
He was the one guy, too. Same thing. And if he lost a draw, he'd come off, smash a stick. You know what I mean? Like, he took a lot of pride in it, and he was another guy who was like that.
Hey, I got to ask you, speaking of the Canucks while I got you here, I was just a whatever year anniversary of that stupid fucking brawl we had. And not only do I got to relive it the rest of my life of just how I wasn't even on the ice for the brawl and how, like, Bush League of a move it was, but I guess I've never asked you on air, but like from your perspective, you guys were first in the Pacific at the time.
Yeah.
Like, well, talk me through it from your perspective. From our perspective, it was a joke. Harley was being a fucking tool and set up to be big boys.
Well, for us, I mean, you don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, Torts comes in. He's like, fuck, boys, I'm sorry. I can't start the Twinkies, the Twins tonight because this is their fucking lineup. So he had to put on this, you know, all these guys and that were in a fight or be able to at least handle themselves. So. And that one poor kid, that Lane kid, his first ever, he had one game in the NHL, and it was one shift, and he was never played another game.
That was his whole career?
That was it.
He should be able to sue Bob.
He fought Kevin Westgarth.
Oh, God.
Kevin Westgarth, and that was his shift. I don't think he ever played another game. You could look him up. But So he apologized to this kid. He's like, that was it. So, yeah, that game was,
I hate Bob
Hartley is just, that was classless to me, and. It, you know, whatever, but that changed our season though because Torts got suspended for 10 games and we missed the playoffs after being first, and that was after Christmas.
You guys were humming at that point,
so that really changed, and that just shows you how good Torts was and how much we needed him. But, that was kind of a turning point for our season.
What an insight there. I wish I would have been on that brawl because I stayed out. I was literally playing 6 minutes a night for Calgary, and the night before the game, I went out with Gurgis to Yelltown till you name it. I think I got home at like 3-4 o'clock.
I think you started at my house.
I went to your house the next night. I went to your house the next night. And I get to the rink in the morning, and the big Ern, he's got a twinkle in his eye that I haven't seen since I've been to Calgary Flame. And then I come over, I have a shower, a coffee, heat pack, fine. I'm like, big boy, what's going on? He goes, we're starting tonight, and it's on. I go, what do you mean it's on? He's like, we're starting a brawl. Bob just pulled me in. So I was like, all right. I go back, have my pregame nap. I'm like, at least all I got to do is fight probably Bieksa, and my night's over. Show up to the rink, I'm not even starting. I go to fucking Marty's yelling. I go, you kidding me, Marty? Like, I don't care how bad this guy hates me. You got to put me out there over a lot of flat Schmidt and Chris
Butler. What's I was going to say? Like, he had Schmidt out there. I'm like, I know he can handle his own, but I mean.
And who? Butler?
Butler.
Butler?
He doesn't
Butler
fight anybody.
I'm like,
I play with him in St. Louis.
So then those two guys get punted. We go down to 4D. I haven't slept all night. And fucking the little French coach, Jacques, what's his name? Lemaire?
Coco there.
Coco. He's a pigeon too. He's like, you can't. He's like, you gotta stay in the game. I'm like, all right. Then Cassian comes over to me. Me and him get a 10. Then Torch comes down the hallway. And I got to play 25 minutes the last two periods. I'm like, what happened here?
Wow.
Like, how did this all happen to me?
What a bloodbath.
So anyways, anytime I see the anniversary, I think of you because I know you're on that team. And I remember yelling at Torch. They got him over the glove dryer, and I'm going, Torch, there's a hockey night in Canada camera right there.
Yeah, this is not going to be good for you.
Yeah, he goes, I don't care, Holmes. I told you I was coming.
But
I'm not lying, boys. If Big Ern doesn't grab him, I got front row Hartley and Torch in the visiting
That would have been the best thing of all time.
I wasn't getting in.
No.
I might have given Hartley one on the ground. Okay. Torch!
Triple one. Yeah, no.
Give it, I don't know.
That would have been all time, but I respect the hell out of Torch, though. He sticks up for his teammates.
I love
his team. That's he cares so much that... What other coach would go down and try to fight the other coach in the NHL?
No, I
know. Like, this isn't Coburg Cougars versus the Wellington Dukes, you know what I mean? Like,
and the old Duke Dome whining.
And there's not a lot of coaches where other coaches want to kick his ass so bad.
Yeah.
But no. I felt like that Hartley had a target.
And then the fact
that
he wouldn't even look at Torts on the bench, too. Like, he wouldn't, and he's just like, I'm going to, you know.
Torts kept yelling, how do you play for this guy, Obi? How do you play for him? Like, well, I don't even like him, Torts. I don't even want to play for him. Can you get me in the van? I'll give anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich, I know you liked your time in Vanden. It's good to see Torts doing well here. But we're at the Wasted Management here at the DraftKings
Sports. You said the Wasted Management?
Yeah, at the Wasted Management.
That's a good name for it.
Yeah, the Wasted Management here at the DraftKings Sportsbook. So, first of all, you've seen this tournament grow. This is home for you now.
Yeah.
You're an unbelievable Arizona Coyote. But talk about just how big it's gotten over your time in Arizona.
It's been nuts. I mean, it's probably been 8 or 9 years I've been coming to it. But it's just from the first year to now it seems like every other hole, like 17's got so much bigger with almost the grandstand around it. 18's just blown up and I have all those bars and stuff now. Now number 9's got a kind of a new setup. It's really crazy. I mean, now this bar like this pops up and right outside the gates. So it's really cool to see. And, there's people from all over the world that come and, and come for it. But it's always a hell of a week and a long week.
They just popped this one up for 25 million.
They
popped this one up for 25 million here. They just popped this baby up here, 25 sheets. Right?
Yeah.
Is this a week like throughout the year? All your buddies kind of call you, especially us when we come to town. But do you get the hall pass? Are you like kind of?
I get a few.
The kids are in school, but
kids are in school. I get a few nights. My parents are here, so they're always willing to babysit and help out. But no, it's a fun week, and I think everyone here wants to go have fun and enjoy it because it's once a year, and you kind of blow it out and rest when you know.
Did you ever try to become a Thunderbird? I feel like you'd be a good Thunderbird. Did you ever give it? He'd be a good Thunderbird too, but you got to live here, right?
You got to live here, but it's also a ton of work. These guys do a ton of charity work that is like nonstop all year, and it's amazing. But I don't know if I have the time to do it, but these guys that do it give up a lot. They work, successful jobs, and then they do this charity work all year, and then they put on this tournament for 3 weeks and almost kill themselves to do it.
You give back to the community in different ways.
I try to.
But boys, it's almost like
I try to.
It's almost like you don't ask to be a Thunderbird. They basically invite you. It's like a secret kind of society. So the minute you ask, you kind of never get in. And eventually you'll get like, I've heard a story. In fact, Horty has a story where these guys randomly called him. It was like, Horty, and he had met them before, but and we got to have Horty tell us, but hey, we're planning a trip to Nashville. You used to play there, right? Yeah. Well, what can you dial in first? Can you dial in something in for, and kind of tested him like to see to what extent,
how much juice he's got,
to what extent he's going to go out of his way to set up like, 6-7 guys on like a guy's trip out to Nashville. And that's test number one. And if you finish it, they don't tell you, but you're getting evaluated on how you handle everything. And then you move on, stay at the steps. Wow. And then all of a sudden you kind of like get the letter and, they bring you in and kind of surprise you with a, hey, this is your fucking, your badge of honor. And then wear this fucked up suit.
Your velvet just fucking.
And then let's
party. Suit.
And then let's party really, really hard.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? They love the overclock.
They're praying for rain. Yeah.
I remember the last couple of years I seen Horty and I'm like,
he's dying, soaked.
You gotta be just chafing.
I know.
He's got Horty's
gold bomb going on.
Fucking.
Go powdered up.
Hey, listen, we talked about it, but my boy's been trying to get in the pro am for years here and he's yet to get in. You have not played the pro am yet. It's a tough.
I've never really tried to be honest. And then I would now, but I had never really thought about it. I don't know who's playing. I know like Biss is playing. I don't know if any of the Coyotes guys have played in. Even like a guy like Keller, it should be a no brainer. But I know Shane Doan's played in it one time.
Yeah,
Kel's a couple times, times. Doner
Meldman and JJ playing it.
Yeah.
I've never really tried, but
I'm sure Kelsey, some NFL guys have played in it. Last year. Aaron Rodgers played in it.
Yeah. Josh Allen's probably out there playing.
I know that's a big day, and a lot of people look forward to that day with all the celebrities and stuff out there, but.
Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
The Coyotes are practicing today, and I text Kelsey. So I said, what time's practice? He said, 11:30. I said, that's my kind of start time. 11:30 practice.
at the den?
That's
at
my
the den?
Kind
of, they're at the den.
Yeah,
at the den.
That's not bad.
Well, I never had 11:30 practice. Fucking
buddy, you would love it. You would love this practice ring, too. It's fucking 5 minutes from where all the guys live. There's a little breakfast place in there. A nice little breakfast place.
Good breakfast place.
You go in, you grab a coffee.
Yeah, read the paper,
grab a coffee, watch the thing, because the dressing room stunk when I played.
It's redone now.
It's redone?
Better than it was. Yes, it was stinky.
I mean, when the Coyotes back
ripe.
in
Oh, boy.
When the Coyotes back in 2007, guys become bankrupt and, you know, Gretzky was making what he was making. The NHL took it over and said, okay, no one's getting paid anymore. We owe the Ice Den, which is the practice rink. We owe them like a couple $1 million. Can't pay them. Went into receivership. And then basically for 2 years, the NHL ran our team. Yeah. We couldn't make a trade. We couldn't pick up a free agent.
Kind of feel good,
couldn't.
Though.
A little job security.
I still got traded somehow.
I found a loophole.
Oh, yeah. No, they managed to make one trade. It was me. Yeah. What a joke.
To Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
That stinks. Stinky town that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So
that stinks.
But anyway, you know, this practice facility, boys, I mean, you leave there, you're only 2 minutes from,
it was the
from
best.
Silverleaf. You're 5 minutes from DC Ranch.
It was
Ranch.
The best. Oh, and I got it. When we were here, when I was here, when Talk came in, my first couple years, we were at the Ice Den. Then Talk comes in. We don't have a good start of the year. He goes, you know what, boys? We're not doing this anymore. We're driving out to Glendale for practice. So
every
we had to
day.
Drive out to Glendale for practice.
You're like, Talk, you're too good of a guy.
I know. Yeah. We battled this. We battled and battled and battled me and him on this. Ah. And then on game days, we did that for morning skate. We go morning skate all the way out and come all the way back. But you know what? To his credit, it was better once we got used to it. Which is that, you know.
It's no, no,
just
no.
The
you know
first
what?
Initial,
I'll tell you
like,
what.
Oh, we got to drive in a car for 45 minutes each
That's
way now.
And you know what the thing is here?
Guys got day rooms.
Guys have nice cars. Right?
That's true.
You got a little Audi. But you got a little Audi that you're driving on, you know, sports cars. Yeah. It's terrible for your hips, terrible for your back. It might look good,
good
might
cock,
get laid.
Though, good for your cock.
but listen,
get
it is
sucked off.
Depends which muscle you care about.
Back's tight.
No, but you need
light.
If you had a sprinter van, oh,
no,
buddy.
But I like most guys got day rooms on game days. I couldn't do that because I want to come home and see the kids and stuff. But, so I got about 45 minutes of sleep.
Get in a quick small bucket before you head back.
Okay. Hey, just about the breakfast thing. Were you just breakfast on the road at the hotel, or were you like, this guy always had a little spot to go to?
It depends on the city. Like, I don't know, in Chicago, we used to stay at that little Sutton place. There's a breakfast spot across the street.
House.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. And I used to go across there. And, but it's a few different
No, I had
places,
I had
but.
My spots. Nashville
well,
had
know,
a
like,
spot.
Had spots
Pancake Pantry in Nashville. You go to, you know, Rooster. I was going to Rooster in Anaheim.
Yeah.
I had my spots. I had fucking Westons, you know.
Yeah, but when we first started, you had to go get your own breakfast. Like my last 8 years, you had team breakfast every day, so it was all set up. Everyone's there, and you could wake up last second. Everything's ready to go. I'm at the bar, and you're on.
I was usually trying to stay late in the morning, get a little extra sleep.
Just a little toasted butter on it.
Your coffee, boys. I'll see you at the barn.
Hey, so Richie, let me ask you this: you're now maybe a little bit about your job title with the Calgary Flames, and then moving forward, like when they're in town, do you get to go to have a pregame meal with them or?
With the Flames?
Yeah, you know. Do you get to walk in there?
At training camp, I had some meals with the boys. I went on a couple of team flights with them. And then,
but imagine you walking into the boys, and the boys all respect you. Even the guys that are still there don't really know you. You walk in that pregame room meal, they're like, fucking right. It's Richie, babe.
I try to stay away from, like you see the guys here and there, but I try to give them their space and not they're trying to get ready for games.
Yeah, I think more guys like us need to be around the boys.
I know. But
I think it fires them up. What do you think, Oops?
Yeah.
I ain't getting a job anywhere, so I don't know. Before we get into your role at the Flames here, you were a good enough guy to invite me to Flagstaff. What's your track called again up there? Help me out. Pine Canyon.
Pine Canyon.
Fuck, there's lots of fucking pine and there's lots of canyons. There's lots of few other stuff too, though. Listen, member guest, 4 days.
Gary up there?
4 days.
Gary's up
there. Gary was there. 4 days. Listen. I love you, but when I was in that Phoenix, when I was in the Scottsdale Airport for my connector, I thought this might have been it. I was shaking and sweating, and I'm like just trying to get over to Panda Express to get a little orange chicken. I'm going, this might be it. Like, this could be it. But 4 days, listen, we didn't win it. No one drank more. No one drank more than us, though. Nobody.
No.
We drank from the time we got up to the time Jess told us to go to bed. But what a spot! Great club, a lot of good athletes.
It's really fun.
For kids, I told them it's a kids' paradise.
It really is, and they're well, that was a long week. But
4 days, I might take the practice. I don't know if you're going to invite me back, but I might take the practice round off.
That's the only
money I won. What's our boy's name?
Oh, BB.
Biebs.
Jordan BB. Yeah.
He's like, sorry to cut you off, but we're starting to play. And Richie's like, he'll bet you anything. First hole, he goes by. Second hole, I go, what's your handicap, bud? He goes, I'm a five. I go, what do you want to play for?
Got up pretty good. He'll play a five on a bucks a hole.
Guy.
He's a great guy.
His
it doesn't matter what it is.
Dude, his house is unbelievable. We had to drive. I can talk. We can cut it if you want. We had to drive his Lambo home the one night because my wife, they brought too many Lambos to the fucking thing.
Matching Lambos.
I couldn't even fit this thing, Richie. And I'm like, Richie, slow wide turns, eh? Fella, slow wide
I'm driving
turns.
This. I can't stand that car.
No.
You can't see anything out of the car. It's scary.
Almost,
it's a death
right?
bomb. It's a tin can on just on steroids.
Great guy, though.
Convertible
sorry.
Or no?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Might have been by the touchdown. It was like Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't remember.
It was like Wolf of Wall Street.
How did we get home last night? We got a Lamborghini.
But what a great spot. They love you up there. But
no, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, no, they just great people, a lot of athletes. And like you said, very kid-friendly, and there's always stuff going on. You got kids' camps every day, and the kids just have a great time. And no, they're always adding on and doing new things. And they got a new lit par 3 course coming and different stuff like that. So they're always adding and having, you know, good
little
spot.
What's that membership like? Is it like yearly? Are people using it all year? People go to Flagstaff?
So we go up in the winter, and there's a ski hill right there. So we ski. Perfect. They put up a hockey rink for the kids, a sledding hill, and all that stuff. Cool. So it is, you know, it's the winter's not as popular, obviously, but right now it's a hot time to go because the skiing's, you know, they got a dump of snow and it's good to ski up there right now.
How are the dudes? Hey, how are the dudes?
Dudes are not bad, you know? Okay. Dudes aren't bad.
We get stung with the dudes, eh?
No, every amenity, you're like, okay, that's going to cost us. That's going to cost us. But no, it's good. They're doing a good job, and it's always a lot of fun, and it's a great spot. And
how do the wives like it? The wives like it up there?
They love it. They got
the
spa.
The guys get to go golf, and then the wives do.
They got a spa. Yoga. They got pickleball, tennis stuff going on all the time, and hikes, and anything you can think of, really. You know, so.
And he's got these two scooters you bomb around, and these fat boy scooters.
Oh yeah.
And a golf cart. You don't have to leave the premises.
Yeah, I never leave really. If you want to go to the grocery store, then they have people that will go get your groceries if you really want that. Like. So it's really a one-stop shop,
You should have seen us try to drive these fat boy scooters home with all our merchandise.
Remember we almost hit those elk?
He's like, oh, but you got that? I'm like, I don't know, fella. Like, we're just driving her home.
Remember the elk we almost rode, tattooed? Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, coming down 18 there later.
You're like, yeah. Heads, I said. They were motoring, thank God. But it's a great spot. Like I said, my game's getting a little bad. It's a little high cut now.
If you
need a guy, let me know.
Says a high cut. There. You should see this thing move in the sky.
Cut,
it goes
60 yards.
So more of a banana?
Oh, she's
a sexy banana. Trust me.
It puts Bubba size this
we'll
guy.
See you tomorrow. We're going to tee it up tomorrow. Yeah. So
I can't hit one right to left anymore, which 2 years ago, I couldn't hit one left to right. So that's how bad I am. I've overfixed it so much that now if you ever hit it straight, I hardly can. But
wow.
But I still got that little punch Jim Black.
That's your kind of go-to under the gun shot.
Oh, punch Jim Black under the gun. Have you ever, I think I talked to you about this, but you've never been to Ireland to golf, or did you go
with Stoley? I went with Stoley during the lockout that year. Our agency took us over and played a few rounds over there. So
did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Did you really have to play golf with Donnie Meehan?
I did. Played Donnie and Pat and the boys,
Pat. Yeah.
Well, he's a member at that Bally Bunyan. He's okay.
Bally Bunyan, nice track.
Really nice. So he's a member there. So we played there. It was a fantastic time. Yeah, it was awesome.
We should maybe try to do that sooner. Our boy Billy Quinn's got a decent program over there. We can get over. But Richie, let's talk about your role at the Flames, buddy. You know, you played your guts out. You retired last year, and like we all do, your first year when you retire, it's adjustment, right? You don't know really what you're gonna do. And I know some days were harder than the other for you, but now you found your role at the Flames, and just explain to our listeners what exactly you're doing on a day to day basis.
I'm still learning and figuring out, but I'm doing, you know, pro scouting. So I have my teams in the West that I watch, and they're American League teams, and, you know, do reports on them and see if there's any way they could fit or how they possibly could fit down the road with our team. And, then as kind of the last couple months, I've started doing a little bit of development stuff with our minor league team. So I've met them on the road a couple times now, got on the ice with them. You know, worked on some face-off. look out for those Flames face-off. Oh, boy.
Can I bet on DraftKings Wranglers face-off over? I'll take the Wranglers over 10 face-off wins.
So, started doing that. I was just in Palm Springs with them for the week and watching games, talking with the coaches, doing videos, some breakdown with some of the guys. And so that's kind of fun. And I can still do kind of both things, watch the Coachella team, scout them, watch our team, and then do some help the kids. And just let these kids, you know, the coaches – like it is. The coaches are trying to coach. They, you know, they're not working on trying to help guys win face-offs or teach them little things. So it's kind of, you know, one of those things. I'm like, why not help out if you can here and there? And so that's it.
No, it's a lot of fun. I know you love, you know, I make fun of the clip at the start, but that's, you love the game and you love getting out there. So that's good for you, I think.
No, it's good. And just, you like look at our careers. We all had good careers, and you want to like see kids have a career like you did and have fun and enjoy their life and do fun things that we've all got to experience through hockey. So I think for me, that's just, you just want to help them.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, this is some things that help me. Maybe try it. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. But at least you kind of give them some knowledge. And I had guys that did that for me in my career, and it, you know, it certainly helped.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's harder to make it now than it was when we made it? Do you think there's more talent, you know, top to bottom than there was when we were trying to muck and grinding, find a way in the league?
I think there's, I think guys have more skill and maybe talent, but I still think there's a lack of
physicality.
You know, that, that extra gym, and there you go. Just that extra, you know, give a fuck kind of meter. But, you know, and then at the end of the day, every team that wins has those guys. So, you know, and some of these guys just not, you know, there's a lot of guys that do have that, but I think that's kind of a lot of the coaching is that little bit of extra compete. And we look at it every day. We want compete. You know, that's what it is. Compete in hockey sense. And that's, you know, what it comes down to.
Do you ever find yourself working with these younger guys, seeing like one guy that maybe reminds you of you or reminds you of like a guy like, you know, like, hey, this guy reminds me of Uppy. You know, he has all the tools, but fuck, if he just figured it out and stayed out of the bars, he'd figure it out.
Yeah.
And then how to like approach, because you do, you just said, you want these guys under you in development to all make it and all have a great career. And how have you been, I miss seeing that compete in guys like up close, right? Yeah. Like we're at the All-Star game last week and I'm seeing these guys try to win a skills competition. And I miss seeing the compete up close. So what is it like when you see like these young kids who have it, you know, the National Hockey League right at the edge of their fingertips, but they need to figure out just something. What's it like to talk to these kids?
It's really cool. But I mean, like, it's, you got to have it yourself. You got to figure it out yourself. Yeah. You can only put, you know, you can talk to them and do it all, but they got to figure it out and put it into action. But there is some kids that you work on. You're like, I have a soft spot for this kid. I think he has it. You want to see him take that next step. So you kind of give him little factors, little pointers that can maybe help him. But, you know, some guys you talk to, like, you're like, oh, shit, this kid ain't going to get it. You know what I mean? But
I was thinking, what about the other way when you're looking at a guy, you're like, hey, fella. You might want to think of something else.
You doing any online courses?
Or what are you doing with your off time? There's a good online program.
I want to get that real estate course there.
Do you know how to weld?
Okay. You're iron worker. You should get on the union. Get on the union there, bud.
Oh, I heard the plants iron,
I see those plays you made.
Are you good at sharpening skates? You're going to be that guy here.
No, and there's...
But keep working hard, bud.
God, love you.
Hey, good team guy, bud. Jesus Christ.
No, so yeah, that's it. I mean, you're just trying to give them tools and hopefully, you know, that, you know, not every, the fact is not everyone can make it and that's it. But, you know, you're hoping you know, you affect a couple people and they have a great career.
And I get what you mean. I watch a lot of hockey and there's certain guys from different teams that I like right away. And if I was their coach, I'd do anything to help this guy.
Yeah.
And I'd be hard on him too at times. But at the same time, I'd be like, fella, let's get you going. Let's get your game where it needs to be. Because there's something in you that reminds me of me or my boys or something. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think like... all of us, we had to compete like bastards to make the league and do whatever you had to do. You had to fight sometimes. You just ran around and killed guys. Like, do whatever you had to do. That's when I see a kid like that. I'm like, this kid will do anything to make the league. Yeah. And that's what I want to see, you know?
I always laugh because there's some kids where you're like, have you been beat up before? Because I think if you just got your ass kicked one time, it might just change your demeanor and fucking figure it out.
Yeah. Like, let me punch you in the nose once here. It doesn't hurt as much.
Just get over here for a second.
I know. You meet guys like in the bar or wherever, you just out and you're like, have you ever, you can tell the guys have never been punched in the face one time. And you're like, buddy, all it would take you is to humble you and bring you down to earth is just to be, you just need to be punched one time. You got a face, I want to punch.
It hurts, but you'll get over it.
You just got a face that I want to punch, all right?
There's lots of guys that
play. And then I might like you after, but yeah.
Rich, I want to ask you about your boss, Craig Conroy. I knew Connie a little bit of my time in Calgary. He was always good to me, but brutally honest guy, but good team guy. How's it been working with him? And I guess I'll also tell, how's your travel? Do you get to pick your own travel or you talk to Connie? How's that work for you?
Yeah, no, it's really good. I mean, that's the one thing that kind of sold me when Don Maloney called me this summer as our president. He was our GM when I was with the Coyotes that brought me here. But he called me and he said, hey, we think you'd be a great fit. And you can kind of pick your own schedule. Here's kind of how many we see or how many games, but pick your games, go see your guys, and we'll leave you alone.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
what it was enticing for me. I can kind of, I got family stuff this time, but I can go see this game. So you kind of set it up your way it works for you, and everyone does it differently, but it's worked so far. And Connie's been great. Like, he's honest, easy, great player, knows what it takes to be in the league a long time. And I know he's well respected around the league as well.
Yeah. All right, last thing for me on the talk to me about when you get to the barn, do you go right in the scouting room for the food or do you eat before? Because you're a National Leaguer of 850 games. I know you got a good palate. Do you go in that? How's the food in that scouting room? I know Supreme's in there eating the free food.
Supreme's dragged me in a couple times. The price is right. It's $10 for the meal. But I've only been in a couple times, to be honest. But, I get there and get my work done and, get out. So. Yeah. But no, it's great. Everyone's very helpful. You know, when you first start doing stuff like this, you don't know what the hell you're doing. Like, getting lineups and finding all this stuff.
We started this program not knowing what the fuck we're doing.
Right? I mean, yeah, you could tell.
Hey,
you guys have done a great job.
Without guys like you coming on and helping us and laughing and fucking making our listeners laugh, we would be just like, what the fuck?
No, you guys are doing a hell of a job. Everyone loves you. I'm just kidding around. I got to give you shit.
That was a good chirp.
I think, you're figuring it out when you're done, like you said, and you just... People help you. There's a lot of scouts that helped, and all these guys with the team, Connie and Donnie, have helped me. And
Oh, you got Donnie Maloney there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my GM here in Phoenix.
Look,
go, he might try to take your job. He'll call him right here after.
Hey, come on in, buddy.
Hey, I'm with Richardson. I know he's not very focused here. Huh?
Listen, he brought me in, and did he trade me? He might have fucking traded me,
too. Well, they got fired after
well,
that.
Yeah, he was here for quite a while. He might, yeah.
No, so he would have traded me, too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'll talk to him about
Vladislav Klesla, right?
Okay. A D-man?
Yeah.
That rusty.
Jovo shattered his jaw.
Talk about once a first-rounder, always a first-rounder. That fucking guy.
Yeah. Jovo shattered his jaw, and they needed a D-man going in the playoffs. And anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
I scored on the long. I scored on Lou my first game.
Still
top,
not over
top
it.
Shelf.
There you go.
Slap. I was in Vegas the night before. I told that story. It's great.
Richie, babe, I can't have you on without asking about our good buddy Stoli, babe. He's doing you know, lots of stuff. Guy's got more jobs than anyone, but he's looking good on TV. How much do you get to see him? How much do you get to talk to him? I've been texting with him about the LA Kings, and I won't bring it onto the air what me and him talk about, but he's doing great stuff for the whole organization.
He is. He's kind of the jack of all trades around there, right?
Yeah.
You know, does a great job on TV. I mean, I think, you know, Aaron's he's got a great sweater game.
Good sweater game.
Aaron's, you know, I think when he first started, again, Aaron helped him a lot, his wife, with, you know, getting prepared and all that kind of stuff. But he's just, you've seen him grown as he's done that job. And then obviously player development. He's couldn't ask for a better guy to be around your young guys.
Oh, there was a clip. There was a clip of the summer camp when Stoli was running the summer camp.
Sure.
I think Princey might have fired. It was fucking great chatter.
I'm sure it
great
was.
Great chatter.
But, no, I mean, I saw him.
Do you think he'd ever want to be a head coach?
Yeah, does he
coach?
Want to?
I don't know. I mean, he just had their baby. And I don't know. I mean, I think he'd be great at coach. It just depends if you want to do that, because that's a lot. That's a big time commitment.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it can't be more of a commitment than what he's doing.
Well,
now.
He's at the rink every day.
Every day.
Yeah, but he doesn't travel.
But he doesn't have to travel, right? So that's the difference. You know, he goes and sees some prospects. He goes and sees some prospects.
He's the only guy.
I mean,
But
no, I mean, I saw him. We played Bel Air about a month ago together, and then I was actually supposed to be in Montana with him for a couple of days this week, and
I was just too busy.
So he's skiing.
Hey, let me ask you.
He's skiing.
What's this Legend clothing line he's got going on? You tried this
he's
stuff?
Not,
is it soft? Is
I haven't. I think
what?
He's just kind of. He's not. It's not his line. He's just kind of doing a little endorsement deal, a little side package.
Yeah.
I think it's Stoli 2-8 car.
Stoli there 2-8 car promo code Stoli.
Yeah, crispy rice. I think it is.
I'm still waiting for my invite to Bel Air from that guy too. He says I'm busy. Oh, he says I'm busy.
Take the Sprinter down one time when we're down there. I'll be down there in the next couple weeks. So,
well, hit me up because you could be my perfect excuse. I'll say I'm coming with Richie Kidd, but. Richie, I love you, buddy. It's been good seeing you. Thank you for taking time. I know you're busy. You're a beautiful girl and your family. Keep going. Keep going. And we'll see you at Bel Air, eh? Fella, we got to talk about Jägermeister. No chirping, no running its mouth. Let's just talk about the confidence on these guys.
Our friends at Jägermeister sent us this ad read to read on the show, fella. But they're confident that they said, don't do any of that normal ad stuff. Tell the listeners two things. Jägermeister's great, and everyone's been drinking it wrong. Well, if that's the case, how the hell do you think we should be drinking it?
Up, dog, that's a great question. Ice cold, fella. At 0 degrees Fahrenheit, to be exact. Ice cold shots of Jägermeister. That's it, my man. That's all they want to tell you. Damn, that's cold.
Just remember to check out Jägermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume, imported by Mast Jägermeister US, White Plains, New York.